Welcome to My Favorite Neighbors. I'm Sis.
I'm Squirt.
We were just talking about Chuck.
Specifically, the season 4 finale, which aired recently. Relatively recently. It was a couple weeks ago, but whatever. The finales are all airing.
And as readers of the blog might know, our very first blog post was actually about the Chuck drinking game.
Yes.
And how we came to be viewers of Chuck.
Yes, we just recently joined the Chuck bandwagon. Chuck, like I said, just finished season 4, and there was this huge campaign for season 5. Every year it's on the bubble, and we have found out that there will be a season 5 of Chuck. It will be the last season of Chuck, which I'm perfectly fine with. I am a new Chuck viewer, and we ended up watching all of the seasons rather quickly. So we've, literally just this year gotten into Chuck, the Chuck bandwagon. We are now Chuck fans.
Yes.
I would say we're not the extreme fans that a lot of people have, but like I get it now why people love this show.
But you were a fan before I was, and you were the one,
because I watched it before you.
Well, you watched it before me, but you had to drag me kicking and screaming into this.
Mm-hmm.
If you recall,
because it was
so
slow to start.
It was slow to start, and I had seen an early episode, and I just wasn't impressed.
Yeah.
Now I know exactly which episode was the one I saw, which mm-hmm. was the second episode of the first season, and I just didn't really like it. I didn't really care.
Mm-hmm.
But you were like, just watch it, and I finally did. Okay, so season finale. So the Volkovs use the Norsemen to attack Sarah, which I thought was wise, because really, if they had gone after Chuck's mom, they would have killed everybody with Bartowski DNA, and you would have had 3 dead people on your hands, whereas this way, the scriptwriters only had to deal with 1 dying person, which I thought was really interesting. I liked that they brought back everybody. I thought it would have made a perfectly fine series finale. I would have been sad to not have it in the fall 2011 lineup, but this episode would have been perfectly fine as the series finale for Chuck.
I agree. I think it would have been a great series finale, specifically being a kid of the 80s, which is complete. Me being a kid, being used to all of the 10-year reunions of shows. Mm-hmm. I could totally see Chuck ending the way it ended in this finale, and then 10 years later, they bring the cast back together, and it left a completely plot opening for a 10-year type reunion where you feel okay about everything. So I'm not upset about the way it ended. The only reason why I'm upset is that I personally feel the writers didn't get a chance to really finish telling their stories, because it was so not sure if they were going to have another season. And I think it's a little bit like a friend of mine was telling me about Lost, which I never watched, but Lost was 8 seasons long, and somewhere around the 3rd or 4th season, people tell me Lost started to lag, and then finally the creators of the show said, give us an end date.
Mm-hmm.
And then they worked to the end date, and they managed to finish everything at the end date. And I feel like Chuck is another one of those shows. I feel like all shows, in all fairness, should work like that. But I feel like Chuck is another one of those shows where it's like, give it an end date so that it can tie things up in a bow. I know you are like with me in the whole bow thing, but I want them to finish their stories. I think all of the characters.
But what story do you think's not done yet? Because, I mean,
none. It's just like, well, it's one of those things where I don't necessarily think a story's done, but I feel like they started some stories and finished some stories and started some stories and finished some stories because they weren't sure if this would be their last season or not. So they're writing everything like it's their last season, but not really getting a chance to maybe, I'm thinking, like, flesh out everything they wanted to. Like, if they knew, because they're like, if we are going to go 10 more seasons, just say,
mm-hmm.
you know.
It's not, though. You know that this is the final season.
Yes, and I'm perfectly comfortable with that. I told you that. I'm perfectly comfortable with that. But, like, if they were to say, oh, if we're going to go 10 more seasons, they have a lot more time to tell these stories and slow some things down and do a lot more kind of subplots. But I feel like every 10 episodes, they don't really know if they're going to have 3 more. And so each time, it's like every halfway through the season, it was like, oh, this could have been the season finale. Like when the baby was born, mm-hmm. it was kind of like, oh, this could have been the season finale. When they proposed, could have been the season. I mean, it's just
right.
like, because they didn't, and in all fairness, I really don't think they knew if they were going to get 5, 6, 7 more episodes.
I think, I mean, what I've heard from the writers and the creators of the show is that they think this is their they know that season
mm-hmm.
5 is their last season. According to NBC, season 5 mm-hmm. is the final season of Chuck, and it's 13 or 16 episodes.
Uh-huh.
They are writing for those 16.
Yes.
Now, the NBC chief has said, I'm sure, much to his chagrin now, that they're only going to give it 16 so that it can tie up whatever it needs to tie up, unless Chuck gets 10 million viewers.
Yeah.
So, of course, the Chuck internet community is blowing up to try and get 10 million people to watch this show on Friday night.
I'm against that.
I am too. I'm against that too. I think it should finish, and it should be able to finish. And yes, we will miss the exploits of Chuck and Sarah and Morgan and Casey. But I really think this is done. The only story that I really think they haven't told in its completion, and I actually don't blame NBC for this. I blame the writers for just lagging on it and just dropping little things, is really the Sarah backstory.
Yes, I agree.
That's really the only one that still needs...
That you feel curious about.
I know I'm not alone, that I'm the only one, or that I want to know what's Sarah's actual real name, what's the deal with her parents. Like, we've met her father, but we haven't met her mother. We don't know anything else about her storyline. They just drop in these little nuggets. But other than that, I think everybody's been given a good story, and they've gotten to the point where it's not finished, but it's at a good place for them to just end it. And of course, it can't be an entire season of Sarah.
That's the way I feel. I agree with you. I want to hear Sarah's backstory. I do think they're a good place to end it, or, you know, tie things up. But it is a little bit of the, I want my neat little bow. I want my bow tied on it. And my bow doesn't have to be like everyone has to have a happy ending, but it's like we have a semi-happy ending the way they ended it this season. We have a little bit of a cliffhanger. I want them to kind of just tie all that up and say, goodbye, Chuck. You have your 5 seasons. In 3 years, 5 years, you're going to be playing on Nick at Night or ABC, and people are going to fall in love with this show again. And everyone's going to have their nice little tied up bow.
See, I'm usually the person asking for the bow, but I think a bow kills creativity. Like, the way they ended it just now, season 4, had season 4 been its last season, which I can say that, not jinxing anything because it clearly isn't, this would have left it open for fanfic out the wazoo. A reason to do a 2-year, 5-year, 10-year, not just reunion, but actual, like, episode or like 2-hour miniseries about Chuck,
which the writers could totally do that for the next one. I just feel emotionally it was such a roller coaster that, like, I want one that's like, this is the way we want
you
it.
Want
to end.
Fan goodbye. You want a postcard to the fans.
Yes,
an episode that really is like, this is what the fans want.
Yep. And the reason why, and the thing is that I have to say is that I'm also a huge fan of Friday Night Lights, which you never got into, which I personally feel was one of the best shows on television, and their series finale. And I just thought the way that they ended that show was just very satisfying for me. And they just did a very good job of tying up the stories. That's what it is. They tying up the stories of Dylan. They didn't tie up the stories of the characters. It's not like the characters didn't end, and there was room totally, like, to see where they'd go in 10 years, but, like, the characters as they are in Dylan are on now on their paths, going on their separate journey. It's like graduating from high school. It's like it's an end, but everyone knows that they're going someplace else or doing something different. I mean, and not necessarily saying physically going, because some people stay in their hometown, but it's like that ended and your life has started a new chapter.
But I would have been fine with the season 4 finale being that.
But they didn't make it that way. That's the thing. Like, but I mean, they could have, but they didn't. The way they ended it, they could. I mean, I feel like it would maybe require maybe 4 or 5 more lines of dialogue, or maybe a movie montage showing people going different ways. But, like, they didn't end it that way. They kind of ended it like, we're going to get up tomorrow and do the same thing.
Yeah, and that's... That's enough.
No.
That was enough for me. As big a fan as I am and as happy as I am on the season 5 renewal, that was enough for me.
I feel like with Chuck, it was kind of like the end of the typical end of an episode where it's like, okay, we kind of got a new toy. Let's figure out how to play with it. Instead of getting like, okay, I'm going to go work on a new toy.
I just think the problem with final seasons being known as final seasons is... You run the risk of, clearly Friday Night Lights did it for you. You run, or The Sopranos. where it just ends mm-hmm. badly. Mm-hmm. Or even the middle ground where shows that we love, mm-hmm. like Buffy, couldn't wrap it up.
Hmm.
And they had created so much lore and so many mysteries and so many things, they couldn't answer every question. I even think Lost, although neither of us watched it, mm-hmm. had a similar problem in that it even though it knew when it was ending, it still couldn't get it all in mm-hmm. by the time, you know. So like, while for every show that does it well, mm-hmm. there are, you know, a few shows that hit and miss, and then some that just, well, I'm going to consider The Sopranos give up.
Yeah, but see, here's where I give props. I mean, I know all people thought the same thing about whatever shows they watched, etc., but here's where I give props to Chuck writers. I think they're very good storytellers. I do. And like, the more I watch episodes, because I know I rewatched the first two seasons with you,
mm-hmm.
and the more that when I watched them again the second time, the way they would compose an episode, it was just really well done in the way they can tell the story. So I have faith that they could.
That they'll be able to wrap it all in.
Exactly. I mean, maybe I have too much faith in mm-hmm. the Chuck writers.
Well, but I guess, I mean, nothing, we'll just have to see.
Exactly.
Okay, so speaking of season 5, anybody who watched Chuck or even cares about this knows that Morgan is apparently the new Intersect.
Mm-hmm.
What do we think of this?
I think it's fun. But you know what? In all fairness, I mean, I think it's fun and exciting. The bit that I thought was cooler was that Chuck, Sarah, and Casey are now on the outs, mm-hmm. are now a renegade team. I mean, yes. I think it's cool that Morgan's the Intersect, and it would be cool that he could do stuff. But I really think the more fun is going to come from the fact that, like, not only are they going to have to hide their spying, which they're really bad at,
mm-hmm.
from their friends,
mm-hmm.
they're going to have to hide it from the CIA and the NSA, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I feel like, you know, because part of the fun of watching the show as a viewer is that you are on Chuck's team, and mm-hmm. you are like, oh, we gotta hide.
We
know what's going on, and you don't. Yeah. And so now they're going to have to hide it from the NSA. Because, you know, for a while it was Big Bad of the Week, villain of the week. I don't know if they're going to do the same thing. Like, people are going to hire them kind of like the A-team and say, my family's in trouble, come help.
Or like Leverage.
Or if they're going to, like, you know, just covertly try and take down the military. Like, I don't...
Well, I think they set it up. Fulcrum was season 1 and 2. Ring was season 3.
Yeah.
And then season 4 is Volkov.
Uh-huh.
Although they did set it up that guy at the end, the mm-hmm. guy that was hunting them, was
the
like,
NSA guy.
You've been played. Like, someone yeah. was manipulated. So I think that, whatever that is,
yeah.
is going
Which,
to be...
I mean, I think it'll be fun to train Morgan, see Morgan's flash face, and we'll have another drinking game as far as that goes.
I think Morgan's flash face is going to be the most interesting, because we've seen it where someone who shouldn't have the Intersect gets the Intersect. That was the first two mm-hmm. seasons of Chuck.
Yeah. And then I don't know. I mean, just personally, based on the lore that they've created so far, like, the Intersect never really gets removed from Chuck's head. It just gets suppressed.
Yeah.
And we've figured out ways to unsuppress it.
Right.
And Ellie and her genius, I'm sure, can find a way, so we may end up with 2. Or
season 5, we clearly are going to be messing with Morgan. Do you have any wishes for season 5, as though Chris or Josh or any of the writers would possibly hear any of this? I have a wish, and I think I've told you this one. This is the one that I want, and I think it would be cute, but I agree that it also might just be a little out of character, is the baby episode where Chuck and Sarah have to take care of a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think this would be hilarious because, I mean, already they have the different dynamic where Sarah is really the masculine mm-hmm. part of the relationship, Chuck's a feminine part, but they're both inept. And so it would be really interesting if, like, say they were on baby duty, they were on baby Clara duty, and a mission came in and they couldn't leave baby Clara, they couldn't find anyone to take care of her, so they got to take baby Clara with them. I think that would be kind of funny.
I think it would be too.
I really would like that. Also, of course, like everybody, I have some unanswered questions about Sarah,
mm-hmm.
which, I will be honest, if they don't get to them, I will be very upset. And I think that would actually pale my love of the early seasons, with just the idea that they did so well with the Sarah character in creating her. You and I have talked about this, the Jessica Rabbit character.
Yeah.
She's hot, and they cast her as hot. But she also had a story from the beginning. She had motivation, not just to be the foil or to be the thing that everybody wants and craves and is the shiny object, but she had a reason, she had a purpose. I'd really hate it if they get to the end and they were like, oh, we forgot. Mm-hmm. And I would just really, really be upset. Because they've done such a good job at giving that character depth mm-hmm. from the beginning. Not just realizing afterwards that they had a good actor who could take depth, but just from the get-go, they gave her a purpose and gave her some real meat to work with.
Yeah. I agree. I'd like to know more about Alex. Just give her a little bit of depth. I mean, they've given her something, but, like, you know, she's graduated from college with a degree in criminal justice.
Yeah.
Like, what's she
doing? She'd be an excellent asset.
Exactly.
Maybe she's the one that gets them out of trouble when they get into trouble because they're a rogue operation.
Yeah. But just give us, you know, give us, I mean, they kind of set that up, you know, for us. But, like, but I don't want to get into her story and then...
And then drop it.
Them not be able to finish it,
which
would upset me even more. So, like, right now she's kind of one-dimensional. She's kind of like the girl for Morgan, which is fantastic.
Right.
And they've kind of given her the parts necessary for us to believe that she's works well with Morgan. And I actually kind of like the way they drew her character. I mean, she's not uberly strong. She's not uberly weak. She's just a little bit vanilla, but fine.
Yeah. Okay. So, and you brought this up earlier, which is with the season 5 pickup, and I think with these 13 episodes, Chuck barely squeaks in on the syndication number.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember what the actual number is. For some reason, I have it in my head. It's like 76 or 88. It's not 100, but whatever number shows need for syndication.
Uh-huh.
And I've asked you this before. Do you really think it would survive in syndication?
I do. The same way...
Dark Shadows?
Yeah, Dark Shadows. It's even the same way Buffy survives. I totally think that it's a show... that another generation can watch, specifically because it was on network TV. Possibly, so I don't think it's going to get syndicated like primetime, but maybe like the 3 p.m. slot.
Yeah.
You know, when kids come home from school.
Yeah.
Or like the, you know, the Nick at Night slot.
But my concern is like the way that at least Nick at Night does syndication, which is different, of course, than the way they did it when we were young, is it's every night. So, you know, like the kid can stay up till like 10 o'clock on Mondays, but like on Tuesdays or Wednesdays they're gonna miss it. Although I wonder if that even happens anymore because of DVR. Almost everybody has DVR.
Yeah, I don't think it's a problem. And it's the whole purpose of syndication. You never know what episode you're gonna catch.
But they usually run them serially.
They do, but like you don't always catch the episode that you catch. Like it's
So I guess my question is, if you miss an episode of Chuck, does that affect the sort of story and plot? I think it does.
I think it does, but that's the whole purpose of it being in syndication. Like, I feel like, I don't know, I kind of feel like in syndication, I never expect to see it I can try to see things in order, like if I make it a point to say, oh, I never really watched 24.
Right.
It's running in syndication on Sci-Fi. I'm going to, you know, watch 24 and make an effort to do it. But unless I do that, if 24 comes on, usually the syndication is either one for the fan who used to watch and they're like, oh my gosh, I loved this episode. Or two, for me, the person who never watched it, who was like, okay, I'm kind of getting into it. I saw this one two nights ago. I missed the one last night. I'm seeing this one now. I kind of wonder what happened. And then maybe let me go back and get the DVD.
Yeah.
Like, that's the way I feel about syndication, because I always had the Murphy's Law where I'd watch the same episode every time it came on.
Right.
And you wouldn't really know what happened. I mean, I feel like it's a little bit of the same for, like, Sex and the City when they did it on WB. Like, next thing you know, Samantha, Miranda's pregnant. Like, you're watching an episode, you come in, and but the episodes are so well put together that you could still enjoy the episode without knowing everything that happened before, because it's entertaining for that hour.
Okay, I think I know your answer to this, but I'm just going to ask you. If you had to drop someone in, just drop them into the Chuck world, which episode would you pick?
Thinking.
I know.
Sorry, tick, 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 tick. I had to drop them in and, like, okay, so am I dropping them in to say, okay, to make them like the show, or dropping them in to say, like to get them to start watching it? That would be...
Either or. I think that's sort of the same. Are they not the same episode to you?
I don't know. I guess, and you know what, in all fairness, I know people say this a lot, but I feel like it would be one where Chuck tells Morgan that he's a spy.
So I think that's Chuck versus the Beard?
Yeah.
So that's third season.
Yeah.
Okay.
If I were to say, I mean, like, if people had never, ever, ever, ever seen Chuck.
And you were like, you can show them one episode of the show.
Because that one gives you a little bit of a backstory. Like, he starts at the beginning.
Okay.
Like, you know, kind of, like, coming all the way through, and it goes quickly.
Okay.
And there's, and you can kind of, I think you can pick up on all the nuances, and I think all of the characters are in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, every character is in that episode.
Mm.
And so you could... if it was mom, pause every 20 seconds and introduce what each character is. But everyone would know. It's like a fast knowing of all the characters.
I would actually start with, I think, because this was the one that actually hooked me.
Uh-huh.
Because before this, I was like, how many more of these do I have to sit through before I can come up with a good excuse to not watch these anymore with you? Was the first episode of the second season.
Uh-huh.
That was the one, and I think part of it was because it came back after the writer's strike. It was sort of like a restarting of the show, and they had a better sense of what worked and what didn't. And they really figured out what was going on. But yeah, I would start with that one. I can't remember the name of that episode. I think it's Chuck versus the First Date.
Okay.
But that would be the one where if I had to drop someone into the Chuck world, I would start them there.
Okay.
So, all right. So the other reason I like that this is season five, and I don't care how many fans get together to watch this, I really think it should be the last one, and I think these 16 or 13 episodes should be the last episodes. And you've talked about this, is it's got a really, Chuck's got a really great cast. It's got a really great cast, and a really,
really talented actors.
A really talented cast, and plus, they are just really good actors. We want to see them in other things.
I would love to see them in other
things. We want to, you know, we want to see them succeed and we want to see them grow and do different roles. But do you think they'll ever outgrow their roles?
As
or
do Chuck.
You, as Chuck, as Sarah, as Casey, for us, for people who have been fans.
I think they will. I mean, I think they're talented enough to outgrow them. I mean, I don't think they'll get typecast. Like, I think they're talented enough to completely go above and beyond it. But I think that they're going to be...
They're always going to
be their most memorable, lovable role for people who saw them in that. Just like, what was there? Some character. Like, I think I tell you that when I recognize people from TV shows, I'm always like, I know that they've done other things, but I remember them as the bubblegum kid.
Right.
Like, I'm sure I'm going to see Zach Levi in other things, but I'm always going to remember him as Chuck. I'm sure I'm going to see Yvonne Strahovski in loads of other things, and I'm always going to remember her as Sarah. I'm going to be like, Sarah from Chuck. Like, she could win an Oscar for some amazing role, and she will be Sarah from Chuck.
It's a little like Lauren Graham. Like, I know she's on Parenthood, and I know she's done other roles, but she is always Lorelai Gilmore
exactly.
to me. Always. And what was odd is I'd actually seen her in stuff before that, but it was Lorelai who stuck.
Yeah, that's the one that you stick with.
Yeah.
And so, but I think they're all talented enough that I don't think they're going to end up being stuck playing these roles. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like every role they're going to take is she's going to be a new Sarah type role or he's going to be a new Chuck role. And I think Vic Sahai and
Krasinski. I
think they're hilarious.
Yes.
And like just fantastic.
Yes.
And based on other movies that Vic Sahai's done and him talking about it, I know he has a huge range as to what he can play, but his other movies seem so dark that I'm not going to watch them. I'm sorry, it's just not my cup of tea. But I could totally see him going across the spectrum. Like, there's so much talent on that cast. And Josh Gomez is a fantastic talent too.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he's done other kind of side character parts, but he's really, really talented.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but I mean, I'll always remember him as Morgan, but I totally think all of them have the talent. Thanks for stopping by and spending time with us. This is Squirt.
This is Sis.
You'll know us when you see us.